And here with Gus G of Firewind and, of course, guitar player of Ozzy Osbourne. Gus, it's great to be able to interview you for my show, and you have a really killer new solo album out. And, you know, talk a little bit about the new album that you have coming out now.
Cool. Well, first of all, thanks for having me over. And, yeah, it's my debut solo album. It's called I Am the Fire, and it's coming out March 18th in the U.S. And it's a bit of a different record from the stuff that I've been doing with Firewind over the years. It's a bit more of a, you know, it's I would say less heavy metal and more on the hard rock side of things, regarding, you know, sound-wise. There's a lot of guests on the record, lots of different singers, different bass players, different drummers, some great upcoming musicians and some legendary musicians on board for this project. So I'm very happy with the way it all turned out.
Now, let's talk about some of the guests that you have on this album. I know you have a whole slew of guest musicians playing on your first solo album. And talk about some of the people that you've recruited for your new solo album.
Yeah. Well, the idea originally started that, you know, when I wanted to write some songs with Mats Levén, who's a great singer from Sweden. I've been a fan of his since he was singing with Yngwie on his Facing the Animal album back in the late 90s. So, I mean, me and Mats have been friends for a long time, and he actually replaced our singer in Firewind for a tour back in 2011, and you know when we we enjoyed that tour so much playing together, and we spoke about doing something together one day, and when I came up with all these riffs that I thought they were not really gonna fit Firewind because like I said, they're a bit more classic rock or hard rock, I sent them to Mats, and we started writing some stuff together, and that really triggered everything for me to the whole situation to do a solo album. I knew Firewind was going to be on a break this year. So, yeah, you know, the thing, like I said, I got those songs with Mats, and then the whole thing snowballed from there on, you know, and I thought I should invite some more people, and that's how it happened.
And that's great, because there's a lot of really killer guest musicians on this thing, and the album is actually, in my opinion, is very, very good. So, you know, my next question for you, Gus, is this. You know, talk a little bit about the title, maybe some of the songs on the album, and let's kind of maybe take it from...
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the title track is a song it's a collaboration with a band called Devour the Day. It's a new band, and I think this band has a really bright future ahead of them, and we co-wrote the song together. And that was the case with a lot of the guests as well. I mean, obviously the Devour the Day track, I'm the Fire, that's a very good example of a crossover of, you know, a modern rock track, you know, and I really like what those guys were doing, and but there's different stuff, different sounds on the album, different vibes, you know. There's some stuff that is a bit more classic rock, some stuff that is a bit more modern rock. There's a couple of instrumentals that, you know, they're just pure shredding, and that's probably closer to what fans are used to hearing me do over the years. Then there's some stuff that's, you know, there's a lot of acoustic guitars on there and some more mellow tracks. I should say that, you know, Jay Rustin, the guy who mixed my record, he was the guy who helped me to get a lot of the guests on board, because I really didn't know who I was going to get for this. You know, it's not like I wrote songs with people, specific people in mind. I had all this music, and I did the tracks with Mats, and I did a song with Jeff Scott Soto. But then after that, I didn't really know who was going to play drums, who was going to play bass, who was going to sing on the rest of the songs. And Jay really helped me to get a lot of people on board and introduce me to some musicians and name drop a lot of people. So, yeah, it was a slow process, but it was a very fun process to, you know, to just put this whole thing together.
Now, what's going on with Firewind right now? I know you guys don't really have a singer right now. Are you searching for a singer? And, you know, since you're searching for a singer, have you really, you know, taken some of this downtime and maybe written some new songs for another album?
No, not really, because, I mean, we just played the last two shows in December, just a couple of months back, and right now we're on a little break. It's the first time we're taking a break, actually, in 10 years, so, we just want to be, you know, take our time and decide how we're going to move on and who's going to be the new singer of the band. Well, I haven't written any material for the next record because I've been busy with this, so, you know, right now I'm just only like in this solo record mode in my mind. So, but when that's done, I have to think how we're gonna move on with Firewind.
Gus, you've been in a lot of really killer metal bands. You have a really just insane resume of really awesome bands that you have played with over the years. And many of the bands that you've been a part of have gone on to really do some really, really great stuff. And, you know, who are some of your highlights? What are some of your highlights as far as a guitar player, you know, as far as some of the bands that you've worked with in the past?
Well, obviously, the top of the list is Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, that was a very big experience for me, and that changed my life completely. But I've had, you know, for me, the point where I really realized of how things are should be done in a more professional level was when I was playing with Arch Enemy, when I did the Ozfest tour back in 2005. You know, that was like my first experience of in a professional band, a band that had management, a band that, you know, had a proper schedule of how to do things. And, you know, I didn't know about those things. I was always a DIY guy and did everything myself. But after I played with them, I realized that, you know, that really inspired me to kind of like bring that type of setup into my own band, and because otherwise I didn't really see any future with Firewind. And actually, after I stopped playing with Arch Enemy, that's what I did in Firewind. You know, I basically got together, and that's when we made our breakthrough album back in 2006. Anyways, that was Allegiance. So yeah, I think those were the most, you know, I would say the highlighted. If I would have to highlight any artists, it would definitely be Ozzy and Arch Enemy, and of course my own band.
Now, a band that you were a part of, you know, in your early days was a band called Mystic Prophecy, and I've always been a huge, huge fan of their music. These guys have always been outstanding musicians, and you played on like two or three really, really good records by them. And maybe talk about those days. Talk about your beginnings working with Mystic Prophecy.
Well, I did three albums with them. That was back in 2000, I think, or 99. You know, the first Mystic Prophecy record was actually my first record, like my first official recording, you know. It was a good experience, you know. I mean, at that point, I was playing in three or four different bands. I was in Dream Evil and Mystic Prophecy. I had Firewind, and I was also in Night Rage. So I was in four different bands and basically didn't know what was going to happen with each band. I just kept writing and playing with people and didn't think that any of these bands would get record deals or get touring offers and stuff. So, and everything just started happening pretty fast, you know. And then all those bands got record deals pretty soon afterwards, and then the first tour offer started coming in, and then I was like, well, I cannot be on four tours at the same time. You know, I kind of like have to choose here what I'm going to be doing. But yeah, Mystic Prophecy was a good experience. You know, they're a band from Germany. They're a power metal band. And I think we put some of those records too quickly, in my opinion. But still, it was a good experience.
Now, I know this album has some guest singers and a lot of guest musicians and everything like that. But do you have any instrumental tracks maybe you want to talk about for this upcoming solo album?
There is two. Yes, there is two instrumentals. One is called Vengeance and one is called Terrified. Actually, Daniel Erlertson from Arch Enemy's drumming on both those tracks, and then on one song we have Billy Sheehan on bass, and then that's on Terrified, and then on the other song Vengeance we have David Ellison from Megadeth playing bass.
Now, we talked a little earlier about some of the people that you've worked with in the past, Gus. And are there any musicians out there right now that you haven't worked with that you would just absolutely love to collaborate with?
Tons, man. It's like, yeah, I love a lot of musicians, and I like a lot of bands and a lot of stuff that's out there. And I don't know, it's just, you know, it's just opportunities, and if schedules match and if people are interested, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to keep on going with this collaboration thing. Maybe it would be nice to do another record like that and work with some more people. But right off the top of my head, I couldn't really name anybody right now.
Now, the one thing about solo albums that I really love is the fact you could pretty much do whatever you want. And, you know, many people make solo albums. They sound different from the bands that they're in. They may not sound that different. You know, a lot of guys out there, they use leftover songs that really didn't fit the band that they are in. And is that what you did with this one? I mean, are some of these songs maybe some leftover ideas that, you know, really wouldn't have fit on a Firewind album, or maybe wouldn't have fit with Ozzy or somebody else that you've played with in the past?
Well, that was the whole initial idea of this project. I'm like, I asked myself, what if I did a solo album, what would it be? So I thought, well, if I'm going to do a heavy metal album, obviously it would be stupid not to call it Firewind. So that was, you know, scrapped off the list. And then I said, well, probably people expect me to do an instrumental guitar record. And then I'm like, well, that's kind of I thought that was boring to just have 12 instrumentals on there, so that was off the list. And then, like I said, I had a few riffs that didn't really fit in anywhere. It was just more like, you know, one of those songs was My Will Be Done, which is the first video we released, and which is a more kind of like up-tempo rocking track. And I thought I would try out to write some more in the, you know, straight ahead rock and roll direction. And I mean, I grew up with guitar players of 70s and 80s and loving that style, and I always wanted to do something like that in a more rocking vibe. And you know, I've done quite a few power metal records, you can say that. So trying out something different, that was refreshing for me.
Now I want to touch a little bit about Ozzy Osbourne, because you played with him and you played on a record with him and you did some touring with him. And you know, usually there's guys that, you know, Zakk Wylde and people like that are always, you know, kind of getting a chance to play with them. But then when they picked you to play with Ozzy, which I thought was really awesome that a guitar player of your caliber was invited to play with him and record with him. And, you know, talk a bit about how that happened for you. Talk a bit about working with Ozzy and, you know, how the whole Ozzy Osbourne gig happened.
Well, it was an audition in L.A., you know, I just got a call to go down there and audition, and I was like, hell yeah, you know, and I just went down there, and it was great, you know, it was the best day of my life, you know, I got to jam with the band, and then Ozzy came down, and we played, and it was great, and they asked me to come back and do a couple of gigs, and it all went by so fast, you know, and it was the best time ever, you know. Soon afterwards, after those two gigs, I was out in his house, you know, in his big mansion, in his great studio, and just recording, trying out for the album, and kind of like recording some guest leads and stuff like that. And then I went back home, and they're like, "We loved your playing. You want to come back and redo all the guitars?" And it was that kind of thing. And then I went back and recorded all the guitars from scratch, and that became, you know, Scream album. They had already written the songs, obviously, and you know, after that, you know, we just went out there on a long tour, 18 months, which it seems that it's gone so fast if I look at it back now. But, you know, it was the best time of my life. It was awesome.
Any favorite Ozzy tracks that you really loved playing the most on stage with him?
Oh, fuck, man, so many. I loved, always loved the opening of the show, opening the shows with Bark at the Moon. Always loved that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved I Don't Know, Crazy Train, Mr. Crowley. Yeah, loved all those things. Killer of Giants, loved playing that. Loved playing My Mom Coming Home. I mean, his body of work is just phenomenal. You know, too many classics on there. It's like the Bible of heavy metal, you know.
Well, the thing that's really cool, Cuss, is that, you know, you have all these bands that do covers of Ozzy songs, and there's a lot of Ozzy cover bands up there. But you know what? You're up there playing guitar. You're up there playing guitar with the man himself and actually playing with the original singer.
Like, really, you look cool. Over to your right, and then you're playing the song, you think it's a cover band, but then it's like, oh, the dude's over there, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the history of singers that you've had, pretty much every vocalist in the band has been very, very good. You know, Apollo is probably my favorite vocalist that you've had, and obviously I've liked the other two singers you've had in Firewind as well. But, you know, when you're out there looking for a singer, Gus, you know, what are some of the things you look for when you are looking for a new vocalist for the band?
You know, it's been different every time. You know, all the three singers that we've had on records they're like worlds apart, you know. I always look for, whenever I set out to find a new singer, I wanted something different. I didn't want like a copy of the guy that was there before. I mean, that's why obviously a lot of our records sound a little bit different and have different influences and sounds, but yet they're still there. The identity is still there. For a lot of people that don't know like our earlier albums, they probably think that Apollo was the main singer, you know, all these years, because he's done the most albums. So this is something that we really need to think carefully before moving on, you know. And it's not just about their voice, you know, choosing a member, like a full-time member in the band. It's not just obviously about their voice or their playing and stuff. You know, it has to be the right person. It has to click, you know, because you're going to be spending a lot of time traveling with that person and sharing your bus with them, and, you know, and having no privacy at all. And then that, you know, you have to gel, you know, as people, and it has to click, you know. So it's not an easy choice, you know, picking out a member for a touring band.
You know, one of my favorite albums by you guys was actually pre-Apollo, before he came into the band. It was the album Burning Earth. I used to love that album quite a bit, and I kept thinking to myself, when I heard that album, I kept thinking to myself, you know, there are some great things that are going to be coming for this band and this guitar player. I mean, there was so many really killer songs on that album.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I love that album. I mean, we still play a few songs from that album still on our set list. I mean, we still do I Am the Anger and Fire and the Furies, but that's like a must on our set list. And, you know, we play Brother's Keeper from time to time. So there's a lot of good stuff on that record.
Well, the album Allegiance really seemed to be the album that really broke you guys out. And I remember hearing that for the first time and just could not believe how amazing a Firewind had become. You know, you guys really evolved and really found yourself musically on that album. And, you know, talk about the transition a band took into recording Allegiance, and maybe talk about the making of that album.
It was, yeah. For me, that was like the make it or break it album. You know, after getting the experience with Arch Enemy, I was like, I got to get a proper touring band together, and, you know, this record has to perform somehow. Something has to happen now. Otherwise, I wasn't sure I was gonna just. I didn't want to be in a studio band like that. You know, I didn't want Firewind to be that anymore. So I'm like, if that doesn't happen, if we don't get the right tours, I'll have to really consider if I'm gonna continue with this. So luckily, things turned out well for us. You know, that record. You know, we got great reviews, a great response, and yeah, like you say, it was. Both critics and fans responded to that, and we got a great tour right away after the album was released. We supported Dragon Force in England and Europe, and that's when they were really blowing up all over the place, and it was great. You know, we expanded our fan base really quickly, and it's also, you know, set that aside, it was also, like you said, the record that really. You know, we found our sound with that record. You know, that specific lineup, we found our sound. You know, there was the right songs at the right time, you know.
Well, my next question for you, Gus, is, you know, do you have anything coming up that, you know, maybe something on the horizon? I mean, what's the future holding right now for you? I mean, you know, I'm sure you got Firewind, and I'm sure you're thinking about a singer for that and everything. But, you know, what's the future holding for you right now? And, you know, do you have anything coming up? And, you know, maybe plug your website and where people can, you know, find information about
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, all the info is out there on GusGOfficial.com. And, of course, I'm on social media, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, GusGOfficial. And Facebook also, Official GusG is kind of backwards. But, you know, I'm going to be busy touring this record this spring. I'm going out on tour with next week here in Greece with Uli John Roth, and then in May, I'm going to be co-headlining a tour with Marty Friedman in Europe. You know, hopefully, you know, depending on the feedback and what the demand for this is, I'd like to keep out on the road and promote this, you know, until the end of the year. So we see what happens, you know. But right now, I'm just, you know, full speed ahead for this record.
Now, you brought up some really, really great guitar players, and Marty Friedman and Uli John Roth, and maybe talk a bit about being able to tour with those guys, because, you know, both of those guys are just such tremendous guitar players. Uli Roth, of course, you know, did a lot of stuff with the Scorpions back in his day, and, you know, Marty Friedman's obviously self-explanatory as well. He's done some really, really killer stuff in the past, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're big influences of mine. I mean, I stole those guys' licks when I was young, you know? So and not only that, I mean, I, you know, Uli John Roth, you know, his second record with Electric Sun was called Firewind. That's where I got my band name from. So so you can definitely say he's a major influence of mine, and it's just amazing that I'll get to share the stage with both Uli and then later on with Marty. You know, I'm a huge Megadeth fan, huge fan of Marty's solo work, and also with Cacophony and all those things. And we've been friends for 10 years with Marty, and we're finally getting to do a tour together. I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I can, you know, that I can actually get to do this. And if not for nothing, I'll be getting free guitar lessons backstage every night.
Now, you know, talk about, you know, the upcoming tour. I mean, you know, who are you taking on a band with you? I mean, is Mats Levin, is he going to be the guy that's going to be touring with you? Going to tour with multiple singers?
Yeah, Mats Levin is going to be my singer for this tour. I'm going to be playing mainly stuff on my solo album. And also, you know, maybe some cool covers on there and some stuff from my background, you know, my back catalog. So we'll see how it all comes together. It's got to be a mixed bag, really, you know.
Well, Gus, my last question I ask everybody on this radio show is, you know, do you have any last words to say to the fans that are going to be checking this interview out?
Oh, yeah, man. I hope they dig it. I hope they check out my solo album. It's called End the Fire. It's out March 18th in North America. And, yeah, thank you for this opportunity. And I hope to be back in the States later this year and tour.